a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Good morning, Tommy. Good morning, Log.
Hi.
To see you both.
Yeah, g'day.
What's
wrong?
You're not feeling the vibe this morning.
Don't say that. You were telling, we were talking off air about Tom's t-shirt and how it looks really tight.
Oh, come on. We started last hour talking about this as well.
I know, and then you're like, oh, you look pumped, you know?
I said you've got the pump.
You've got the pump.
From the gym.
And then Tom's like, what's that?
Well, Tom had no idea what I was talking about.
I don't think it's a thing. I think you sort of...
The famous Arnold Schwarzenegger bodybuilding documentary / movie from the 80s called Pumping Iron.
Yeah.
He spoke about the pump being the ultimate experience for bodybuilders. And he did compare it to something.
Yeah, and you used a word that I just...
Well...
never want to hear you say.
Tom, Tom was reaching, like, with his gym workout, the climax of his gym workout.
I never thought I would be...
What's wrong?
...in a room with Cameron Ling saying the word climax. Don't ever say that word out loud to me again.
Do you know what?
I'd rather you just say anything else.
I reckon there's some other stuff that you wouldn't like.
Jesus.
Speaking of things you never thought you'd do with Cameron Ling, something that we did yesterday I need to bring your attention to. We'll do that later this hour.
Yes, oh, yeah, I was supposed to be there, wasn't I?
That's all right.
Also, the other massive thing today, Lee, is that we have an update on Tom's saucy note, the note that was left in his wardrobe by the previous owners of his now new house.
Yeah.
The rather blue note?
Yes.
Yeah. Very randy is one word that I would use. Is that okay?
Definitely. Randy's fine.
It was, would you say I read the note to its climax?
Don't.
So it's not, I can't say it.
Does anyone else have a problem with you two saying climax?
Can you just have a look at what's left on the board, so the next 2 hours of the show, and tell me exactly, you know, the pinnacle of the show. Where will we climax today?
Don't! ban this word from this show, from you two. You're ruining the word climax.
Then you took the boys to a rock climbing centre on the weekend. What was he shouting? Climb, Max! Climb!
Hey, that was very good by you, Tommy.
That's what I'm here for.
Very quick. Just to save Loggy's blushes.
Yeah, very quick.
I will say what we've got coming up next.
Okay, please do.
I want to talk more. You were doing it the other day. I want to talk about the croc attack.
Oh, what?
Oh, right.
Up north.
Up north.
Yeah.
Sort of the tip, isn't it? up the top there. You could say it's the the climax of Australia.
And Loggy's done. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. Tommy, I want to talk to you about one thing. You know this place very, very well.
Yes.
And we can talk about it because despite it being a very, very scary situation, I think the old man's okay.
Everyone's okay.
Good. It's always good to Google that stuff first.
Before I go on air with it. Absolutely right, Loggy. I'm talking, of course, about the crocodile attack that happened up in the Northern Territory.
Yeah.
Now, without a word of a lie. So, Dodsy, my wife, for a period of time lived in Katherine.
Mm-hmm.
So her dad was working in the mines, has worked right around Australia.
Wow, that's cool.
Stall was ultimately where he ended up, and that's where she mainly grew up, but lived in Katherine. A lot of time in Darwin as well. Dodsy, only the other day, while we were on holidays, as you do when you're on holidays, you start thinking, oh, this is awesome. Mm. Let's plan another holiday for next year at the same time of the year. Said, let's go to Darwin and Katherine. She wants to go back and revisit all the old spots.
Great time of year too, dry season. Get up there, gosh.
Mm. Yeah, and with I'm kidding you not, we were talking about this exact waterhole at Litchfield Gorge.
Yeah.
Litchfield National Park.
Litchfield National Park, where those waterfalls are.
Wongai Falls, yeah.
Thank you very much. I knew you'd know it even better.
He's flexing that muscle now.
What? I'm getting back on my chair.
Yeah. No. I mean, you're flexing your NT muscle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, don't get me started talking about it. It's God's country.
Well, and we said we will take the kids there. Yep. We'll be able to go swimming. Hey, these places are all completely fine. There's no crocs in that area. You know, it's got to be careful wherever they're. You can't swim in the ocean there, can you? Because
no.
Of
no,
the
that,
crocs.
That and the
not unless there's a lot of people in the stats.
in your favour. Yeah, that's true.
Seriously, that's the only time I went in the ocean was Beer Can Regatta one time while I was there, and that was because at Mindle Beach there was like 10,000 people in the water. I was like, I'd have to be very unlucky.
Yeah, that's a far north. That's far north thinking.
Yeah, 100%. I'm fine. This is 3 days, I reckon, before we read about this. We were going to, let's book a trip and let's go in here. Can you clear one thing up for me?
What?
Does this actually happen? I know it's just happened, but is this a thing?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, but so, it's supposed to be croc-free, these little water hole
areas. This is what I was saying to Loggy, that they have rangers whose job it is to sort of survey the water and try and keep it. But they can't, they're not there 24 hours a day. They can't monitor.
So they're supposed to just shoo them out of the water.
Well, I'm sure they've got what's your option?
A massive cull? The Ling family can sleep at night?
That's what they're calling for doing now.
Animals exist, everyone. Animals exist on the same planet that you do.
Numbers are back up to like 100,000.
Yeah, when they stopped the culling, it was down to 3,000. They're now back up to 100,000.
Nah, well, you know, find a pool that's to your liking.
They move from the creeks into the water holes, from sort of water hole to water hole via the creeks. And Wongai itself specifically has a gate, so the waterfalls are like, as I was saying to you, they'd easily be 10 stories high. They're massive, epic waterfalls. There's two of them that flow into Wongai, but then the water goes out the other side in a creek. But that is like, there's a gate. And there's a ring of sort of walkway. So I don't know how he got in there. He must have, jimmied the gate open.
Well, I said to Tom, I'm like, did he come down the waterfall? And he's like, well, crocs can walk on land too, you know. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
They're flying off the waterfall.
Well, I told him, maybe he was wee.
Well, Dodsy and I thought, do we still go there?
Absolutely.
And if we go there, do we send in the least favourite kid first?
Oh, Henry. Oh, no.
You can always get out of this show for a bit of middle child comedy.
I'm fine.
I know, and so is Henry. He'll be fine.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
He can swim fast, can't he? Yeah. We're talking about the croc attack and how, Lingy, you were planning to book a holiday.
We've just been talking about it, and then a couple of days later we read about what's just happened, and, yeah, maybe a little turned off.
You'll be fine. But Mandy from Armstrong Creek just called, and I was talking to her during the ads and she can't stay on the line, but she was up there about a month ago, and they weren't allowed to swim at Wongai because a croc was known to have found its way in there, and they had traps set up, but they hadn't caught it yet. So,
like a trap and release?
That's what they do. They trap and they relocate. Okay,
they release it as a handbag.
Spring, summer 2023!
Look at
her
face!
Great comedy, Lingy.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We've got to do this now. What TV theme? What TV theme? What TV theme? Oh. What TV theme?
Said you're running out of time.
What TV theme?
Oh, oh, oh.
What TV theme?
Better make up your mind.
What TV theme?
I thought while I was away you might have shortened that, but I see you haven't.
I have been asked to. I have not yet got around to it.
He's been asked previously, but now that he's the boss, these things don't get done.
Hey, mate, look, just be grateful. That's only 39 seconds. I've done a minute 39 once before.
Oh, we know. We know.
All right, here's how the game works. We're going to play little bits of theme songs from TV shows. You guys have to use your memory, your ears. Loggy, you're an audio guy, so you just get it.
The game only continues if Loggy doesn't ruin the game and just completely dominate.
Yeah.
So I need to be competitive.
Yeah, but I'm still a competitive person, so it's not like I sit back.
No, of course you don't.
Last week you were away, you're on holidays, and Will Boddington from the newsroom filled in for you and did an atrocious job of it. I was mortified at how little he knew about TV shows.
The TV themes were a little bit skew-iff.
No, they weren't. They were fine.
No, you're right. They were fine.
Do you know what I should do? I should take Lingy through last week's round and we'll see. Cool. We'll see. But that's not what's happening right now. I've got a fresh round, fresh TV shows.
Names are our buzzers, Log.
Loggy.
Lingy.
Okay.
Just to get that.
That would clear that up, yeah. All right, here we go. Question number one. What TV theme is this?
Nah.
Lingy. It's a knockout.
Oh, Loggy. The Muppets.
Yeah.
What?
Let it kick in. Stop clapping.
Sure.
I take my dainty hoof. Oh, Kermit.
How much TV did you watch as a kid?
Mate, my brain's like a sponge and it filled up 25 years ago.
It's fair. All right, that's 1 point to Log. Here we go. Question number two. What TV theme is this?
Oh, Lingy.
Oh, that was a Lingy.
Underbelly.
Yeah.
A whole car full of DVDs across the border about the Underbelly because it was banned here in Victoria, and you.
Oh, it was too. Wasn't yeah, it? That was.
I remember that.
That first season of Underbelly was outstanding.
Unreal.
So good,
you
wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, iconic theme song. All right, so 1 point apiece. Here we go. Best of three arrangement. Let's find out who wins with this TV theme.
Oh.
Oh, come on. Do you know?
Oh.
Do you know it?
Loggy.
Loggy.
DuckTales.
She's got over it. Wait, sorry, Robert. She got you got it. Well done.
Seriously.
It's like a hurricane here in Duck World.
We had the DuckTales Nintendo game, so.
That's a great game.
Thank you.
Might solve a mystery.
Jazzy, yeah?
Or rewrite history. DuckTales.
Woo!
So good.
My sister is going to be so angry at me for not getting that. We watched
watch
it all the time. Yep.
Scrooge McDuck.
Well, that's a win for Log. Well done, mate.
Thanks. What a fun round. Good TV themes, Tom.
Thank you.
Very good.
Apparently this week they weren't a bit average. Do you want to do one more just for...
Oh, don't waste it.
No.
We'll save you next week when you leave it to the last minute.
Nah, let's do it. All right, here we go. Question number four.
Oh, yes, I do know what that is. Yeah.
Say your name.
No. Give it a little bit more.
Loggy.
Oh, no, I don't.
Inspector Rex.
No. I'm so glad we went back for this one. It's House of Cards. All right.
Okay.
What TV theme will return next week? And if Loggy wins next week, it will never return.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
So a month ago, brought to the table a note. Lingy, tell us about the note.
Well, you found it in that you just recently purchased a house. Congratulations. Very, very exciting. Going through, getting a feel for the house. You found a note and also some photos of the previous occupants.
Mm.
Photos completely harmless, completely fine, type you get at a wedding, wedding booth, that sort of thing, photo booth at a wedding. The note, however, not so innocent.
A little bit saucy.
Yes, yeah. It seems to be a note left from one occupant of the house to the other occupant of the house suggesting something. So when you brought it to us, it was a little bit, should he read it, should he not read it? I think we'll both read it.
Yeah, and the people of Geelong, Ballarine and the Surf Coast were also saying read it.
That's what people were calling and saying, yes, we want to know what's in the note. And I believe it, the note is owned by me now because all the chattels. I get all the chattels when I buy the house and that was one of the chattels.
You love that you learnt the word chattel.
I know.
Throughout this process.
It's fun to say.
But we did get you to read it,
yeah.
But we got you to censor it. Can we go all the way back to a month ago when you read it, replay the note before we eventually maybe get one of those people involved online.
All right, let's go back. All right, here we go. So I'm going to leave words out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read this note and then we'll sort of extrapolate together, okay?
I don't want to extrapolate
together.
So
you can see it's on lined paper. It's been cut out of a notepad. It's crinkled. It's quite crinkled. That's why I think it's been thrown in a fit of passion. I think it's been like scrunched up and thrown.
Tossed.
Yeah, tossed.
It's small.
Like so much salad. All right. A bit horny, are ya?
Oh.
It starts. First line. A bit horny, are ya?
Good opening.
Can't find your purple redacted.
Ooh.
Wow. Oh, the music really took a turn.
Turn the music down a little bit so we can really hear your voice. Okay.
What a shame. So let's go back.
Okay.
A bit horny, are ya? Can't find your purple redacted. What a shame.
What a shame.
Ring this number for a throbbing redacted.
What?
Can you believe it? And then there's a phone number.
What?
Then there's a phone number. XXX04.
And a mobile. Is it a mobile?
Yes.
I was going to say, because if it's a landline, maybe it's vintage.
Oh, 0005.
No.
Maybe it's vintage.
So now reading it back again, because I read it once and went completely white and then went, that's content, and I've not read it since. Reading that on it, that sounds like something that was maybe put in place of something else.
Yes, clever.
Maybe it could be a joke.
Not a joke, I don't think at all. I think it's legit.
You can't find this.
Find me instead.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right, Tommy. Okay, I get why you can't read it fully out. That's even more graphic than I thought it was going to be.
Just for people catching up.
We can read it again.
A bit. Can't find your purple redacted. What a shame. Ring this number for a throbbing redacted.
Oh, my God.
I'm petrified of these people's friends showing up on my front door not knowing that they've moved and being like, hey, we're here to party.
Can you give me a throbbing redacted?
Contact has been made.
Yes.
With the involved parties. Meet them with us in the next 10 minutes on K-Rock.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Just for anyone who has just joined us, just tuned in, you've jumped in the car really, really quickly. About a month ago, Tom, in his new house, brand new house, was just going around getting a feel for where everything was, you know, what anything that, you know, light switch works, doesn't work, whatever it might be. Found a note. A note was sitting in his wardrobe on one of the shelves, had some photos. Photos were from a wedding, a photo booth at a wedding. The note, however, had a sauciness to it. And that's probably putting it lightly, isn't it? We asked Tom to read the note out on radio. In fact, we had people listening call in and say, read it out, Tommy. Tommy read it out, a redacted version of it. It was very, very saucy, this note.
It was an intimate note.
Yes.
Between
couples.
Intimate partners.
And what you thought perhaps, Tom, was that this would never come back on you at all.
How could it?
No, exactly. Geelong's a giant city filled with 30 million people.
Also,
no one will know anyone.
My name on the contract is like not the name that I'm known as on the radio technically anyway. So
Tom.
Thomas.
Oh. Tom. Who could it be? You're like Cher. Tom. The thing was, Lee, you normally leave the studio after the show, bang on, basically, right?
1 minute past nine.
1 minute past nine, you're out of here.
Yeah, and even that's a little late.
Yeah. The phone rang yesterday. You had left. Tom and I remained. And I picked up the phone and I was like, oh, Tom, this one's for you.
Hit record.
Jess called through.
Yeah.
The recipient of the saucy note that was left in your wardrobe.
Can I start by saying, when we bought the house, like the way you guys went about it and sort of the little traces that we did find around the house of sort of you guys, Carly and I had a couple of discussions where we were like, these guys seem really cool. We've got similar sort of aesthetic and stuff. We would probably be friends with them. And then sort of we found the note and realised that you guys were quite the hornbags and possibly swingers. And so we're like, oh, maybe not our vibe.
No, so what happened was, and it's funny because your wife is friends with my best friend, Hayley.
Yes, I know. Oh. And yeah, and Hayley told us because we ran into her at daycare and she was like, yeah, so you bought the house off my best friend. And I'm there like, oh, God, she hasn't heard about the note thing. Because when I brought the note thing to the table on air, I was like, surely the person who sold us the house doesn't know they sold it to Tom from K-Rock, because I'm not even, like, it's not a big deal or anything. But yeah, and then she's like, yeah, no, she knows it's you.
Oh, I was like, oh, that's so funny. Because one of the girls at my work, she was just like, what kind of notes have you been writing? I'm like, what are you talking about? And she goes, I heard it on the radio. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, I have no idea. What I said, I don't think I've ever written a note in my life. And then I listened to it this morning and I sent it to my husband and he starts cacking himself laughing. Yeah. I'm like, what are you laughing at? So my husband and I, we separated for about 5 months.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And in that time, we were still kind of like, he still came to the house, all of that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So what he did was he hid my
Yeah.
and he put that note on top of it.
Yeah.
So that when I found it,
yeah.
it said that I had to call him for a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we that's thought what, that's what happened.
Yeah, okay. Right, okay.
And I was like, how embarrassing. And he's like, I'm mortified.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm mortified. And during that time of us being separated,
yeah.
he put some funny shit around the house.
Yeah.
So I'd find it, like really random notes.
Yeah.
And then I said to him, of all the things to somehow get left behind,
yeah.
I'm like, that gets left behind?
Hilarious. And there's a strip of photos like, from a photo booth as well, from a wedding, I think, as well. That were the two things. But so are you suggesting that
God,
they're...
Oh, God, that's not the one where my boob's out, is it?
No.
That tends to be a thing. Thank God.
No, you're wearing like a Viking helmet or something, like a silver helmet, I think.
Okay. I was just like, oh, God, I have a few bevs and I love a good photo booth. So
yeah,
I'm just
okay.
thinking, oh,
So do you think I should be looking sort of in other little hidey holes around the house for other sort of notes and stuff?
Oh, look, there could be other. He was shitting me out the wall when we were separated. He left stuff everywhere. But most of it was on stuff like, for example, like a coffee cup that I would throw away or he'd put little stuff on the whiteboard.
Yeah.
But, yeah, because that letter was in my drawer, so I don't know how it got left behind. But
we tried to
don't think there's going to be... people knocking on the door being like, hey, I'm here for that mad throbber.
Well, we did try and keep it as ambiguous as possible too, but are you saying that people kind of put the dots together as well?
Yeah. And they think it's hilarious.
Okay, good.
They know me. I've got a foul mouth.
Yeah.
And a filthy sense of humour.
Okay.
So, and I'm very crude. So they were just like, it's hilarious. And I'm like, absolutely it is. I'm like, but I don't think I wrote it.
No.
And my husband, we were racking our brains all night last night.
Aww.
And then when I sent it to him, he's like, oh, that's hilarious. I wrote that. He's like, when we were separated. And I was just like, oh, my God.
Jess, thank you so much for being cool. Thank you for being cool about it. So I was like, once Hayley, I had that conversation with Hayley, I had like a real sort of 2 minutes of like, these are real people. You're playing with people's lives.
Yeah.
Like, what did you expect? Geelong's a small place, let alone Lara. Of course it was going to come out and you were going to know someone who knew someone. Oh, my God, what have you done? And then I sort of got over it, but it was...
Yeah. No, that's fine. I think it's hilarious. So
oh, bless.
No stress.
The other things...
I hope you guys are happy in the house and everything.
Oh, mate, we love it. We love the things that you guys did with it. Really appreciate, you know, the whole process. So we're really happy there. And it's our first time, so we're really sort of... It's very special. So thank you. Just quickly...
No, I'm really glad to hear.
Do you want the note back? Because I've got it on my desk here at work.
Look, I'm going to let you keep it, all right?
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.